Since the sudden announcement about its planned integration with Fleming College on April 10, 2026, faculty and staff at St. Lawrence College in Kingston, Brockville, and Cornwall have been seeking answers about future plans for the campuses and their jobs. In May, Ontario Public Service Employees Union, OPSU Local 417, reported that 28 full-time faculty members across the three SLC campuses had lost their jobs at the college, while an additional 16 faculty were involuntarily transferred to other programs, some at other SLC sites, raising further concerns about the college's plans for its workers. While SLC and Fleming College have said in public statements that they plan to integrate but continue to run under their existing names and brands, OPSU Locals 417 and 418 are raising the alarm over leaked audit documents that reference the intended dissolution of St. Lawrence College on March 31, 2027, stating that it is expected that the college will be dissolved once its assets are transferred to a new college. The union has expressed its concerns about the lack of transparency about what will happen when the college is no longer operating independently, and criticized the college for excluding its employees from the decision-making process. CFRC spoke to Amanda Shaw, president of OPSU Local 418, representing support staff across the college, about the union's concerns.
I wanted to speak to you today in relation to a press release that OPSU 417 and 418 recently put out, and some of the main concerns that you have related to the integration, as they're calling it, of St. Lawrence College and Fleming College, and what you're calling on leadership to do.
Our biggest issue at the moment is the lack of transparency. At the onset, when it was announced, the way that the media release read was that frameworks had been provided to both boards of governors and that the boards had approved, in theory, obviously assuming that the Ontario legislation is modified to allow the merger, because at the moment the legislation doesn't really speak to that kind of a merger, and there's some details that they have to work out that way. However, now with the business plans that have come out, one document speaks to the dissolution of St. Lawrence College as it stands, and the other one speaks about it in a merger. So it's mixed messages, really. And what we're hoping for as the union representatives for the members at both institutions is a seat at the tables that are discussing things that will impact our membership. So jobs and services and program mixes between the two institutions and all of those pieces. In some conversations, it's been presented as a merger, much like when hospitals merge, where each institution maintains its own brand identity and they all just function under one umbrella. But then when you read things in the audited financial statements that say St. Lawrence College will be dissolved, then that flies in the face of that comment. But we haven't received anything to date. We've received no information and haven't been invited to sit at any of those tables. We were told in an email that union representatives would be brought into the mix when appropriate and that it was preliminary at the moment. But when you're reading in audited financial statements that St. Lawrence College may be dissolved, then it seems like we need to do that sooner. Our collective agreements all have language called Joint Transitional Committee language, which speaks to the forming of a committee with parties from both institutions to sit at a table to discuss all of these different pieces. What the staff effects will be, jobs and PDFs and services and all of those pieces. But the college hasn't shown any movement so far to actually get that committee up and running, and hasn't provided any information either. So what we're hoping for is more information, seats at the table to make sure that we're helping our members through this very much transitional time.
SLC has not updated its page about the integration since the April statement, and while they outline the potential benefits of the integration for the college, including expanded opportunities for student learning, improved alignment with regional labor market and employer needs, and strengthened long-term sustainability and institutional capacity, reference to SLC workers is limited to promising current students that, quote, faculty and staff will continue to support students and deliver programming across both colleges.
If you look at the statement on St. Lawrence College's website, there's a lot of talk about what's being done for the students, but there isn't really talk about staff and faculty in there.
Right. And I don't think that that nearly addresses our concerns or questions regarding staffing and what that will look like. Acknowledging that if it is in preliminary stages, that maybe they can't yet but we would hope for the ability to have open and honest and transparent discussions about these pieces as we go through the process, not until it's too late for us to be able to have any input or do anything about it. St. Lawrence College just laid off a significant number of faculty. Support staff were hit significantly last year. Fleming has been going through a lot of layoffs as well, off and on since the pandemic. So we are all very much worried about the staffing levels and the impacts to staff, because when there are impacts to staff and faculty, there are impacts to students. We can try to make that look as pretty as we want to. There are impacts to students when the colleges are not staffed appropriately and when we don't have enough faculty to teach those courses as well. We are concerned about our students, but we're also concerned about our communities because both St. Lawrence College and Fleming have campuses in smaller communities as well as their main campuses. I believe Fleming has a campus in Haliburton and Lindsay in addition to Peterborough, which is their main campus, and we obviously have our main campus in Kingston with Brockville and Cornwall campuses. So we also think about those communities because our colleges were designed to serve those communities, to meet the industry need, and to make sure that employers in the area have graduates who are career ready and can do that work and who can boost the economy in those areas. So it isn't as simple as us worrying about our jobs and our members. We're worried about the communities that we serve, the students that we served, and the impacts on Ontario as well from those cuts. Because I don't believe that this will be the first merger. I believe that this is them getting a framework.
City of Kingston had recently put out they're working on a student housing strategy, and part of the recognition of that is the significant number of Queen's and St. Lawrence College students that they're expecting to come in. So obviously that informs how Kingston plans to build, how it plans to fill, as you say, its labor market and what the structure of the community is. And when you see significant potential changes, it does make one wonder.
Absolutely. And you worry about people who can't afford to go away to school. Community colleges were created to serve that need, to give people a viable educational option in their community so that they could not only afford to go to school, stay home, but also kind of reinvest their talents within that community as well and help those communities to grow and to prosper and to keep going. Realistically, in the absence of information, it makes all of that come into question about what those priorities are.
As of the time of this release, you said there are multiple calls that you've put forward to leadership that have gone unanswered. I wonder if you could speak to what you're asking for and if you have any updates on those.
So at the initial onset, we had asked just basically for information about how the decision came to light, and we didn't really get anything because we were told right as the press release went out to media. I got notified after the email went out to the membership, so no ability to ask questions or frame anything at that point. Then, since at the time it indicated in press releases that they presented frameworks to the board, we'd asked for copies of the frameworks and anything that had been used in discussion to get them up to that point. That request actually went completely unanswered. Up until now, we have filed grievances through our locals. We're not supposed to speak about those at this point. We've had responses through, but nothing that makes anything clear. So part of our concern stems from the fact that it actually said in St. Lawrence College's efficiency audit report that it recommended a merger with another institution. And at the time, we were told not to worry because it was an if the financial position didn't change. And now here we are. We're not even 12 months later, and I think it was about 6 months later when they announced that we were merging with Fleming. And there are some other things in that efficiency audit report that are cause for concern. It also recommends the closure of the Cornwall and Brockville campuses by 2028, unless something changes with the financial position. So it's got everybody kind of nervous, right? Because there really isn't a lot of conversation. We just got an update recently and it just kind of said that work continues. And again, we've not yet been invited to those tables. We did have a meeting with management shortly after to ask some questions, but the people that we met with were not able to provide any answers.
According to a post on St. Lawrence College's website, SLC and Fleming College have agreed to integrate as equals, which they argue will create greater opportunities for students, strengthen institutional capacity and sustainability, and allow for even better alignment with labor force demand.
There seems a mix between saying integration and merger messaging, saying that St. Lawrence College and Fleming will continue to operate as their own entities. However, there's also the new college, each letter capitalized, and the discussion that it will now be overseen by one president. I can imagine that adds to the questions and concern.
Well, it does, absolutely. We understand that the college system is in kind of a crisis at the moment and has been for a couple of years now since the international student visa caps were reduced. But when we're talking the context of this merger or integration, and you're right, the language changes. It changes between integration or merger, and it kind of depends on what you're reading at the time, which language is being used. And then when you're reading, like I said, the audited financial statements and reading the words dissolved, then it just sends warning flags up about what the real intent is. And because a merger of this type hasn't been done before, it's also new territory. So there isn't even like a past practice to be able to look at and kind of try to map it out for yourself or forecast.
So unfortunately, in our conversation today, there's not going to be a lot of answers, but certainly an important story and one that we'll continue to follow. And please do keep us updated if you hear back. Hopefully now with people picking up this story, then it might encourage some further dialogue.
Absolutely. And that was our hope. Our hope was some further dialogue, some more information, getting that joint transitional committee up and running so that we can have a seat at the table when we're discussing things that could negatively impact not just our students, but our faculty and support staff as well.
While SLC promises that campus operations will continue as usual while the next phase of integration planning gets underway, what will happen on April 1st, 2027 has not been made public. The new college, as it's currently being titled, will have a single management team. Glenn Volbrett, current president and CEO of St. Lawrence College, is set to serve as the initial president and CEO, and Teresa Knott, interim president of Fleming College, will serve as the initial associate president and chief academic officer